probably been hearing our promos for our Speak Up phone. It's found a new home this month of May out in Speedway at the Speedway Center for the Arts. And the old payphone's been out there collecting memories. And 90.1's Lee DeNoon has been listening to some of the recordings and joins us live in studio this afternoon to share some of the things that people have been sharing with us.
It's been really neat, too, hearing their stories. I want to advise you, you know, it's this cute little payphone thing that we have. And
people probably don't even know what a payphone is.
Exactly.
They used to be everywhere.
It's not the latest, greatest technology. It's actually hooked up to a cell phone. So when you hear the audio, you're going to know, oh, my gosh, that sounds like an old cell phone. So that's just the case that it is. But some of our callers have been pure race fans, like Tom Hoffer of Auburn, Indiana.
My favorite memory is 1992 when the weather was so cold and Al Unser beat Scott Goodyear by, at that time, the closest finish in history.
And we had this other young race fan.
My favorite part is when Ed Carpenter won.
That just short and sweet.
Right, right. These people are definitely out there watching their favorite drivers. And that's fun.
That's what the race is all about.
Exactly. And then there are people like Mike Kennedy who recalls his first 500 experience.
When we were kids, my brother and I always wanted to go to the 500. But our parents told us we had to be teenagers before they would allow us to go. And, of course, that was a lie, I'm sure. But our first race was 1961, A.J. Foyt's first victory. And what I remember most is that you take the train up to the track.
So, yeah, so you can hear. So you understand that this is an old phone and you pick up the receiver and you record your memory in there. So that's why you're hearing a little static. But there was a train to the track.
Right. So he said, yeah, they used to be able to go to Union Station downtown and take the train out to the track. Some people remember the sights and the tastes and the sounds more than the action. And they like the food, like this woman found on a food truck on Georgetown Road.
I was so excited to order chicken on a stick. And I was just walking down Georgetown like everybody else. And I dropped it in the sand on the side of the road. But nobody can waste an $11 chicken on a stick. So I picked it up, brushed it off with my fingers, and ate it.
I think I saw that food truck out there the other day.
It's a 10-second rule, I think. And all rules are off for the month of May out there at Georgetown. And
chicken
16th.
On a stick. Yeah, I mean, when you pay $11 for chicken on a stick, you're not going to
It's probably leave. Pretty good.
Yeah. So the Race for a Speak Up caller, Linda Childers, has allowed her to connect with her friends and their families.
When I first moved here in 1990, I had some very good friends, and we all went to the race, and then they started having babies. And it was very cool because I saw these children grow up, and every year they ran 500.
And the race for this man named Peter brings very fond memories of race morning arrivals in Speedway. His mom would park the car in the grass. She'd take his hand, and then they'd head to their seats.
I knew that we were going to walk, and then traipse up the long steps all the way to the very tops of the stands where we sat, thankfully under the shade. And at the top of the stands, I knew that when I was hot and sweaty and getting ready for the race, I got to pop open a really ice-cold soda that my mom would let me have. That's one of my favorite memories of the race.
Peter says he and his mom still go to the race every year, but now the walk may be more difficult for her.
But as of this morning, they can watch it live as it happens on Sunday. The race is going to be shown live for the first time in a long time.
Speak Up Phone is at the Speedway Center for the Arts, or you can give us your memories at WFYI.org.
Thank you, Lee.